Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and joining me today is Zach Frick with Frick & Fell Home Sales, brokered by eXp Realty. And Zach, back in 2020, you joined your mom, Star Fell, with her real estate agency. She's a 26-year veteran of the real estate business, and so far it's gone very well.
Yes, John, it's been a great couple years here getting in real estate. We're getting finally into a shift of a market here, so things are going to be a little more interesting, but still excited to be part of the market and helping people get their dream home.
Now, we talked back in June on the Business Spotlight about your move to eXp Realty. Explain why the move was made and how that's gone so far.
It's been great. There were some personal benefits there with health insurance and things like that, but also to help our clients. The platforms that we use for advertising and document management really help us stay on top of everything that is involved in the transaction, because there's a lot of paperwork there, a lot of moving pieces, and it just makes that process so much more seamless.
Now, the big news we want to talk about here in 2023 is you're hitting the new year running as you've moved to a new location. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to get into the old Times Record building at 219 South College Avenue, just directly catty corner from the courthouse. It's a great location with great visibility. Also, it's about double the space, so we could have a couple more offices, more private areas when we're helping clients and writing offers and presenting offers and stuff like that.
But right now, the Times Record logo is still on the main glass, but that'll be coming as the weather gets better. But that's where you're located, once again, the old Times Record building.
Yep, that's the spot. Hopefully here in the spring, there needs to be some remodels with the window. But once that's done, we'll get some new graphics up and everybody will know where we're at.
Okay, now, you mentioned this earlier, the overall market, real estate market, what's going on right now?
Since probably October, November, there's been a switch in the market. Of course, you know, interest rates are the big talk of everything that's happened. Of course, the economy is in a different spot than it's been in the last 3 years. And we're seeing that shift. It's still a good seller's market, but also it's a good buyer's market. Over the past few years, it's been so competitive to get on houses that, you know, different loan types and people that had to sell in order to buy and had those contingencies have had a tough time getting into homes. With the shift in the market, it's been more beneficial to them because they're able to actually make an offer and get it accepted rather than being in competition with 10 other people and not really have a chance.
Now, you talking about loans, you can help people with different types of loans.
Yeah, so we have different lenders that we work with that have all different types of loans. They also have grant opportunities too. You could get as much as $10,000 in forgivable money. Usually you have to stay there 5 to 8 years, but it's a great program. A lot of times first-time home buyers if you meet income requirements. Also, there's plenty of programs too to go with 0% down. USDA financing can allow 0% down in our area. Also, VA financing is a good option for people too with 0% down. Your typical conventional loans for anywhere from 5 to 3% down. So the myth that you have to have 20% down in order to buy a house really isn't true. So if you have any questions involving that, get a hold of me. I can set you up with the right lender and we can get the process going to get you in a home.
Now, you're also getting more involved here locally, so to speak. First off, you've joined Alito Main Street and you're going to be helping out with that organization.
Yeah, so my mom's been on, Star's been on for a couple years now, and I got the opportunity to take her position on the board. Really excited for it. Obviously, they have a new director with Lindsay Dunn, and a lot of good things are happening there. And just excited to be part of the community and help out and just remain relevant in that respect to help as many people as we can.
And the other thing, too, talk about giving back. You have a scholarship program you're very proud of.
Yes. So each year we put $100 away for every closing that we have within the Mercer County School District. The first year was $4,700. Last year was $8,100. This year is a little bit less. With it being an interesting year, it's $3,300 this year. They're just the housing market in Alito and Mercer County in general was a lot less. There was actually 69 houses that sold in the Mercer County School District last year. I think the year before that it was maybe around 150. So that is quite a drastic difference, but we're still excited to give away the $3,300 to a deserving student. And of course it has no education requirements besides you're graduating from high school and you're a good person.
Well, listen, it sounds like exciting times for you and Star, and we want to wish you continued success.
Yes, thank you, John. We're excited for 2023, and if you're looking to buy a house, give me a call, and we'll get you started.
All right. Once again, that is Zach Frick with Frick and Fell Home Sales, brokered by eXp Realty, located now in their new location in the former Times Record building. So hopefully if you need their services, they'll be glad to help you out. And I want to thank Zach for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.